All right, I think we're going. So here it is, man. I was prompted today. I should probably give this a preface. This is why I'm doing this today. Of all days, if not before, why now? Those types of things. So I'm doing this today because I wanted to do the most internet type of thing I could possibly do. Kind of in the lights, or I guess in the wake of everything that is net neutrality, and everything that's going on with that. I don't want to get on here and be fucking lame and prophesize or whatever. Prophelitize? I think that's it. I don't want to fucking get on here and preach. And try to act like I know what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to this net neutrality stuff. But I do, for the sake of it, for the sake of a kickoff. I don't know. It seems like it's something to talk about. It seems like it's something that it's prompted me to think, what have I been using the internet for? What has this all been for in my lifetime? Because I'm 31 years old. I do remember life without internet. I remember the beginning of internet, especially for us folks that didn't have a ton of money with the internet, and then kind of what it's grown into, especially over the last 15 years or so. And so yeah, so record a podcast that is open and free for anybody to listen to. One person might listen to it, a million people might listen to it, and I think that's the beauty of what the internet is right now. And fuck it, this net neutrality thing could change that. Might not change shit. Might all be the same, but I can't help but think I'm gonna look at my kid, if I were to look at my kids in 15 years and they ask me, what the fuck did you do with the internet when it was the wild, wild west? When you could do anything you wanted to on the internet. There weren't websites that you were limited to. You could say whatever you want. What did you do? Man, I'm gonna be, feel real stupid if I told them I listened to music and watched porn. That's a sad sum of shit right there. So, yeah, I want to get this out there and kind of talk about it. So I'm gonna name this for the sake of doing this and very impulsively. This podcast is called Bill Me Later, and the first thing we're gonna talk about is the internet. So let's get this popping. Okay, so all things the internet. So I want to first start off with kind of what's been great about all of this, it from my perspective, what I've used it for, everything like that. So, for me, I mean, the internet started off as an opportunity for us to go out there and find some shit that nobody else knew. That was it, right? So we used to, people would walk around and kind of just pop off some shit, and you would have to kind of think that they were right, or maybe like, oh no, they're just talking again. But the internet gave us the opportunity to start kind of looking at things and figure out what's good and what's real, and really the like I was saying, you could know some more shit than other people didn't know. And that was my first use of the internet. Go out and find some shit nobody else knows about, right? Because you could find anything. I used to come with like random facts. I used to come with bands that nobody knew about that were from France and doing all these like experimental types of music. And I'd be like, oh, you haven't heard of so and so? Shit, what rock you been living under? Meanwhile, I was one of 20 people that have ever listened to them. So that's in its infancy, that's what the internet offered us, right? It offered us an opportunity to expand what we thought we knew and go out and find all of this crazy shit that was outside of our normal sphere of influence. And if you're like me, coming from a small town, and coming from a very small sphere, of influence, it offered you opportunity to see so many new things and see that the world operates very differently than maybe what you're used to. So that's kind of what I always wanted to do with the internet is find some shit that's out of bounds for me. That's like completely different from what I'm used to. And I think that's why in the early days when you're doing like Instant Messenger and we're streaming music, whether it be on Napster or LimeWire or whatever it might be, I gravitated towards the things that were so different from me as a kid growing up in a small town in Michigan. That was hip hop and hip hop culture. So that was like the internet gave me the opportunity to find things that I probably never would have seen, as far as like culture of hip hop. You could watch MTV even back then and see some pretty big hip hop acts. For instance, you would see Wu-Tang Clan on TRL. The fucking Triumph, bro. Triumph was like number two on TRL. And at the time, shit, it might have been right behind like a New Kids on the not New Kids on the Block, but like NSYNC or something like that. So that's, it gave me an opportunity to not just see like one video. It gave me the opportunity to find, everything that the Wu-Tang Clan did and find out about where these people were from, find out about Staten Island, find out about, New York, and kind of the culture of where they came from. So it got me into like the crack epidemic in the 80s and what that did to people in the 90s and what it did to some of our cities, mainly being somebody who's from just outside of Detroit, having the internet and being exposed to hip hop was the thing that showed me what happened to industrial cities in the late 80s, early 90s. What happened to cities that had millions of people in them and millions of people in an underclass in the late 80s and early 90s. Just having access to the internet did that for me. If I did not have the internet when I was, 14 years old, 13 years old, I never would have known that shit. I would have gone to college and thought it was crazy that people would have come from this, In college, I had a crazy ass roommate from Cleveland. His name was Doug, wherever he's at now. I know he got into some trouble at some point. But yeah, I mean, he would have scared the shit out of me had I not had the internet coming into that thing. Okay. So I guess that this thing gets cut off after 8 minutes, so or some shit like that. So I didn't know that, so apologize about that. But there's gonna be weird transitions in this. Again, what I was saying is, with my roommate in college, and not knowing if I wouldn't have known about kind of the culture of hip hop and the culture of inner cities and things like that because of my exposure via the internet. I don't know what kind of person I would have been, first off. I can't imagine. Just coming from where I'm from, it's a bubble, man. And I can imagine people that didn't expose themselves to those types of things, just built up a crazy mountain of judgment. That's where racism exists. That's where social injustice exists. Is people just don't fucking understand because they've never been exposed to it. Anymore with the way it is right now, there's no excuse for it because we have access to these things. We have access to see cultures that are different from ours. We have access to see things that are totally outside the box for us. And that's what the internet was for me at the beginning. And it still is to me what it is to me now. Maybe that's what this conversation is. Maybe not a history of the internet. We all know what the fuck it is, but goddamn, like the exposure that it gives us, the exposure that we have to view different cultures and view different people and hear different viewpoints. It's crazy, right? And right now it's all free will. And the problem with what might happen with net neutrality is, maybe we won't be able to see those things. Maybe we'll fall into this thing where it's a constant sphere of influence. It's like your Twitter feed, or it's like your Instagram suggestions. That's all the news that you see. That's all the things that you're able to view. And for those of us out here that don't pay that much attention to it, are we even gonna fucking tell? Can or will we even be able to tell that it's being done? Are we just gonna be trapped in these spheres of influence created by our Google searches, are created by our job titles, created by where we're from, what kind of pictures we post? God damn, am I only am I if that comes true, if I'm only able to search websites and see things professionally and all these things based on what I view and what I look at and what I post and search and all that stuff, man, I don't know. I don't know what kind of people we turn into. I'm gonna see a lot of big asses. I'll tell you that much. It's so scary. And the thing with the net neutrality that bugs me out is, it seems like, I mean, I feel like you could talk to anybody. The whole idea that, the competition is gonna breed a healthy culture of the internet and what companies are able to do is so crazy, because I feel like you could talk to anybody. Like, you could call up your mom, dad, cousin, sister, whatever it might be, and ask them about their internet providers and broadband providers, and they're probably going to tell you, well, yeah, there's only one. I had to go with this option. I feel like that's everybody. Like, there's very few places in America where you're going to go and there's healthy competition for broadband services. I'm living right now in a place where there actually is a few, and this is the first time in my life that I've had options on what I can choose. And that's the problem, because there are monopolies in these small segments of our country, and they grow to the bigger one. Like, who's on top? Is it Verizon or whatever it is? I mean, we think about providers, and some of you may have like Comcast or something like that. Comcast is a small fucking player when it comes to this. Comcast could get bought out in a hurry. They're not fucking with, Verizon or some of these huge providers. And what happens, if Google, you have Google Fiber, which is what I have here in the Kansas City area. What happens if Google, snatches up Netflix or snatches up, something like that? And then they're not only telling us what we can and can't search, but what we can watch. Hold. Okay, I don't know what the fuck this thing is doing. It keeps cutting me off. There's got to be a better way to do this to record in longer segments. But either fucking way. Yeah, if these companies are able to buy up, huge streaming services or providers or anything like that, does that just mean we're just gonna watch what we're subject to watching based on our view history, based on what we're told that we're supposed to like? Because I searched something a few times. That's the basis of my everyday existence moving forward. How diverse do my searches have to get for me to be able to, step outside of that sphere? I don't know. I should say, if you hear some ice clanking, poured myself a tall glass of bourbon for this. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what the fuck that all means as far as what this is gonna be and what it's gonna turn out to. It's just weird. It's weird that there's a chance that this thing that, I feel like they've been talking about this for a long time, about like censoring the internet or anything like that, but it never happened here. And part of that was because of the amazing culture of like free speech and things that we have in this country. And where there is censored internet, we know where those places are, and we know what kind of country and those places are, and we know what kind of lives those people are forced to live. I don't know if you can do that in America. I feel like if you go into a town and you say, hey, you're gonna be able to use, Google, and they're gonna give you 1,000 1,000 speed internet MPHSs or whatever the hell it is. And it's going to be the best internet ever. You're going to pay $50 a month just for the internet. That's going to be it. And then we can also give you this amazing streaming service. It gives you Netflix because Google snatched up Netflix. We're going to give you all these things. But if you want to search or websites or see things outside of your normal sphere of influence, you're going to have to pay an additional 100 on that. So it's going to be 150 if you want to get outside of these 20 websites that you normally look at. We've built these 20 websites off of your public profile, and we feel like this is going to give you a good sense of this is going to give you a good internet experience based on your history, based on the life that you've lived to this point. Well, fuck that, man. What if I want my life to change? What do I have to pay to get outside of that? You know, what if I don't want to go to ESPN.com anymore? What if I want to start researching some ballet? What if I want to start watching some bullfighting? You know? What if I don't like sports anymore? What if all of a sudden I become really into literature and I want to see some old shit, right? I want to go back. I go to college and I get a BA in humanities. Fuck then. Then what? I can't do it. That seems crazy. And maybe it's just a spoiled culture. Maybe it's because we've gotten so used to just being able to do whatever we want that it seems crazy that somebody could tell us we can't. I don't know. And I mean, the internet has been, so great. And like what I was saying earlier about kind of expanding your culture of influence and being able to see different things outside of the box. And really, I mean, I think, the story I was telling about being able to see hip hop and the culture that it creates and things like that changed my life. It might sound stupid to some people, especially if, you're not one of those people that's really into music. But like digging into music and digging into what's behind the music, I'm really into. And, the culture of hip hop and the music and especially what it was when I was growing up, in the mid and later 90s. Even though I didn't experience those things, like like I said, it opened my eyes. It was like watching the best fucking movie ever. Listening to Wu-Tang 36 Chambers was like watching the best fucking movie I've ever seen. And it was, I can't imagine if I never had a chance to be exposed to those types of things. Those weren't those that CD wasn't being sold where I'm from, right? I would have had to drive to go get that, Those channels weren't being played on my local TV station or radio station or anything like that. So it's crazy. So now I'm gonna wrap this up because these 5-minute segments are killing me. But now, what's it gonna become? Who knows? Is anything gonna come of this? Who knows? Is it even going to hold up? Is this going to be overturned? I mean, the crazy thing, if you don't know, which I don't know a whole lot. I'm not somebody who went out and fucking researched this before I decided to put it for people to listen to. again, it's a bit impulsive. But if you don't know, net neutrality was voted by 5 members of the FCC. These members of the FCC are appointed. The bureaucrats, they were not voted in any way. They were appointed to this position, and it was voted. Was it? I don't know what it would be considered to lift net neutrality, I suppose. Was voted in favor on a 3-2 vote. And there is, a bunch of, interest groups and things like that are, pounding the streets and knocking on doors about, getting this to litigation and there's bills in Congress. I know that there's I believe a majority in the House of Representatives right now that want to see this overturned. It would have to go to a Senate vote first before it got there. But it's up in the air right now, and it's weird that it's not like a huge topic of conversation. I know there's a lot of distractions and a lot of different, I don't want to say distractions. There's a lot of real shit going on right now. But this just seems like something that really has potential to change the world, change the way that we do things. I mean, there have been some crazy shit that there's been some crazy shit that's gone on due to the reach of the internet and the unlimited reach of the internet, I should say. You know, while I'm doing this, there were some pings, there were some people that were like favoriting this station. Those might just be bots trying to gas me up so I keep doing this, but who knows? Maybe somebody's listening to this in fucking Poland. Maybe somebody's listening to this, I don't know, Poland. Can you listen to this in Poland? What's net neutrality like in Poland? I don't know shit. Y'all should know that before taking me too seriously. But yeah, man. What's gonna become of it? Who knows? And I hope that we're able to continue, you know, doing whatever we want to do, seeing some crazy shit online. You know, I worry about it because I do have little kids that, you know, in a matter of years will be looking at it, and I'm sure we'll see like we'll see the porn and we'll see, you know, fuck, faces of death and some wild shit that you don't want them to see when they're 7, 8 years old. Which I know you can control it, and I know you can keep tablets away from them and all that shit. But how long, right? How long before technology just has that shit, you know, everywhere? They're just gonna be able to walk up to a wall and touch it and see some wild shit. But you know, that just comes down to, you know, that's where it becomes like on our like in our household. Regulate that in your household, not regulated by business, which is what this would be. It's been unregulated by the government, and now we're saying regulate it with business. Which I don't know, man. There's got to be some checks on these companies that I don't think any of us really realized it. And maybe this has been a long time coming. Maybe this has been a plan behind the curtain with these major streaming services and these companies before we even knew it. But yeah, so that's my piece. That's my piece for today. I hope to talk about a lot of different shit on here. Sorry, I'm cussing a lot. I normally don't. But I hope to talk about a lot of different stuff on here. Again, the pure motivation for this is I can't look back. And I can't think that in a matter of time that this is going to be limited and I'm not going to be able to do this kind of stuff. And I'm going to look back and say I didn't do anything with this. I didn't do anything with a platform that was literally in my hands for all this time. So that's what it is, people. I'm going to try to do one of these every Tuesday. I got Tuesdays off by myself, no kids. It's a beautiful life, but we'll see where this goes. We'll see if I even keep up with it. I've tried this kind of stuff before, but here it is. Bill me later, folks.